You're listening to SBS News.
In Councillor George Zakia's local government area of Canterbury Bankstown in Sydney's southwest, more than 40% of residents were born overseas and a quarter of them cannot speak English. He says he was shocked to find out through an anonymous survey that 8 out of every 10 of the homes in the suburb of Lakemba do not have working smoke alarms.
There's a lot of a survey that's done within our city, which is Lakemba. And believe it or not, 80% of the actual city, they don't have one or they've got one that don't work. And this is the barrier that we've got that we need to actually to work on, especially in different languages, even in different ethnic groups, newspapers. Just to get the word out and say, hang on, guys, we're here to support, we're here to help. There's an obligation from landlords that actually have to actually comply with, and we're here to support you.
Councillor Zakia knows the link with the high number of non-English speakers in his area and the low level of fire safety knowledge is no coincidence.
We've got a lot of migrants, and what they use overseas in some kind of a heating source is different than what we use in this country. Some people actually use charcoal to actually inside the house to actually to warm up. This is like a... It's like a bomb waiting to explode. So it's really got me going and really, you know, sparked it up.
This comes as no surprise to Melbourne's Metropolitan Fire Brigade, which runs the innovative Flames for Teens program. It teaches newly arrived teenagers all about fire safety through English language schools. The teens, often relied upon by their parents to figure out how things work in Australia, then spread the word to their communities. Leading firefighter and multicultural liaison officer Mark Crow teaches that program and says it all started after new migrants were identified as one of the most at-risk groups for fire danger.
We have a strong program in Melbourne that aims at all primary school students in the metropolitan district. And the thinking behind it is that these students, when they come to Melbourne, haven't had this fire education program in primary schools.
After running the program for 15 years now, Officer Crow and his team have solid evidence that it works.
We do pre-survey and post-survey of the students randomly, but what we find out is they don't know the message of 000, and that's fair enough, having come out when they have. They don't know our teachings on home escape planning and also on smoke alarms. So smoke alarms is the biggest message of the lot.
And like Councillor Zakia over the border in Western Sydney, Officer Crow says one of the hardest messages to get across is that all tenants have the right to working smoke alarms.
Well, a lot of people in general in Australia are unsure of the legislation. And the point is that, yeah, it is the landlord's responsibility to supply and maintain a working smoke alarm. And many migrants don't understand, don't know that message and don't know their rights when they check out their smoke alarm or realise there's a smoke alarm in the room, that it is the landlord that must keep that thing working for them.
Back in New South Wales, installing and maintaining smoke alarms is also the number one priority for local fire brigades working with at-risk communities. Fire and Rescue's Chief Superintendent Michael Morris says his team has spent the past few years establishing the Home Fire Safety Checks program, an initiative that targets at-risk communities like Councillor Zakia's, where cultural or language barriers can create safety risks.
Quite often new migrants can be scared of uniforms or have a perception that Fire and Rescue New South Wales charge for our services. And we need to make it clear that we're here to help and that we don't charge for our response to fires. So there's no impediment to calling your local fire station or calling 000 if you have a fire emergency.
His team is now working with multicultural organisations across the state to get in-language information kits out to at-risk communities. There are about 21 deaths each year in New South Wales as a direct result of home fires, but Chief Superintendent Morris says half of those fatalities could have been prevented if those homes had working smoke alarms.
Only 1 in 3 homes are regularly testing their smoke alarms. And unfortunately, the smoke alarms can be affected by dust and their age, etc. And they do need to be replaced every 10 years. Only a working smoke alarm increases your chance of survival if you do have a house fire. And unfortunately, in the modern home environment, a small fire can take hold and within just a matter of minutes can completely fill your home with deadly smoke.
His team has published fire safety materials in about 30 languages, all of which can be found on the New South Wales Fire and Rescue website. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.